These people, they have no illicit sex, no intoxication. Immediately they become praising. Such a wonderful man, no illicit sex, which is unknown to the Western people.
They think it is like Superman.
Yes, Superman, actually. That is a fact.
Srila Prabhupada, today starts a big international convention called the Association for Asian Studies, and we're there. It's in Toronto. We have an advertisement in this book with the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with a quote by that Bruce Long. And we have that a big sign at our booth, the largest publisher and distributor of books on the philosophy, culture, and religion of India. This shows also with all the exhibitors are listed, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And this is where we are, this booth here.
So he's taking care.
Two of the library men who didn't come just so they could go to this convention.
The airport, they search. And who goes to the airport? All respectable gentlemen who can pay lump sum for your fare. So he is also searched out. That means there is no gentleman. The airport security is searching through, then in this world there is no gentleman, no honest man.
Everyone is suspected.
All suspect. This is the proof.
But when you go through Srila Prabhupada, everybody offers their respect.
Yeah, they are. Sometimes show me the favor. But generally, sometimes they also search.
Search your pockets?
Yes, like this.
It's a great mercy for them.
Yes, that is mercy. When they excuse, it's an empty person. That is their great mercy. Now, according to Vedic law, a saintly person is never subjected to any law. He's Paramahansa. He's never. Rather, the order is he must be given all help that he wants. That is Vedic civilization. And brahmachari sannyasis, they should be treated as children at home. So that wherever they go, they will be treated just like children. He's my son, he's my dependent. They will treat like that. And they also go to every home. Mother, give me some food. So his children, as a child, ask from the mother, give me some food. This is his. This is civilization. And I'm a PhD and searching after a woman, how to induce her. And being searched out in the airport, whether he's a rogue. What is this education? We don't want this education. Student life, we have seen practically one big professor, Dr. Brajendranath Sen. So he had another PhD student, and that student kidnapped his daughter and he was so educated. They kidnap his teachers or the master's daughter. Kamadura. What is that word? Kamadura.
Kamadura maharsatoka bhayasanartam.
Thus. Everyone is Kama Asura. Ola Maharaj, millions of years ago, a 5 years old boy is stating what is the position of the material stuff. This is Bhagavad. System should be stopped. Rascals, producing rascals and hippies in the university. What is the use of this? Atheist, put in simply theories, and that is also nonsense. And it is going on in the name of education. One is said, who is Pandita? Reset.
Matra Vatparada Taheshu Parajaveshu Lobavas.
No, no. Parada Vesu Loshrava. It is moral instruction. What to speak of high education. And when you say preliminary moral education. That is Matri Vatparada Taheshu Parada Vesu Loshrava. This is learning. What is the meaning? Explain.
One who sees.
No, he'll explain.
Matrivat Paradaretu. Paradara means every woman. Who can see every woman by like mother?
Yes.
And Paradrabhesu Loshtabat. Paradrabha means money, something.
Of others.
Yes. Of others. So who can see like Loshtavata, ravis, like ravis, cannot take, cannot pick up. Matrivat paradharesu paradrabhesu loshtavat, atmavat sarvabhutesu. Every living entity, atmavat, like himself. So yapasati, who can see like that?
They should know. The other sons will feel. If my throat is cut, I feel. And I shall, why shall I cut the throat of another poor animal? This is learned man. There are these rascals maintaining slaughterhouse and learned man. And they cannot understand. And big priests, they'll defend. Oh, this thou shalt not kill means it is meant for the man, not for the man. They will put arguments. Christ says clearly, thou shalt not kill, and they will defend.
Even abortion there. Even abortion there.
Yes. And this is going on as education. As saintly person, priest, these things are going on. In the name of religion, in the name of education, how much fallen this world is, just try to understand. They are caught up, they will defend only by arguments, counter arguments.
Is that because they have no standard?
Huh?
Is that because they have no standard?
No, how they can have standard? How they can have good standard? Because they are atheist, godless. There cannot be. That is the test. As soon as he is godless, he is rascal. No, M-A-P-H-D. That's all. This is our conclusion. As soon as you know that here is a godless atheist, he is rascal. That's finished. Exactly like, suppose you are in India, and if you think, no, there is no government, it is going on automatically. Then you are rascal. Immediately. Is it very Sandman's statement there? No, no, there is no God. What is going on? So atheist means that. Such a nice arrangement is going on exactly at 6:15, the sun is there, and there is no government. There is no government. You see how rascal. And then what it is? By chance. And he signed. We have to consider them educated scientists. Are you going to be fooled like that? There is no government. There is no father. How the child can? There is no father. If a man has got a child, and if somebody says, yes, he has got a child, but there is no need of a father. Is that Sandman's proposal? Nature is producing, and nature is Prakriti. But where is the Purush? Prakriti Purush. So without Purush, how Prakriti can produce? That Purusham Sahasatam Madhyam Krishna. Is that all right?
Purusham Saswatam Divyam Adidaivam Ajam
Adi Purusham. Govindam Adi Purusham. That Purush. Govindam Adi Purusham. Tamahang Bhajan. We are worshipping that supreme original person. Women are declaring independence. They are begging door to door to a man, please give me shelter, give me a child, and they are independent. One American woman, she was speaking that in India the women are treated as slaves. We don't want. I told her that it is better to become slave of one person than to slave and become hundreds. The woman must become a slave. So instead of becoming slaves of so many persons, it is better to remain satisfied, a slave of one person. So she has stopped. She was the secretary of that Dr. Mishra. And our Vedic civilization says, Nari Rupa Pati Bhuda. The woman is beautiful when she remains as a slave to the husband. That is the beauty. Not the personal beauty. How much she has learned to remain as a slave to the husband. That is basic. Kokilanang sarorupa. The cuckoo, it is black bird, but white people love it because of the sweet voice. Kokilanang sarorupa. Vidyarupam kurupana. A man may be ugly, black. But if he is learned, everyone will respect him. Nari Rupang Pratibhuta. And the beauty of woman is how much she is devoted and obedient to the husband. But it is very difficult.
students how to find out on their own. They say if you take authority from somebody else, then this stifles their growth. And that is not actually knowledge. That is not learning. But to encourage them or give them the facility.
Why do you have to be called to the school? They may learn at home.
Well, they want to condition them with various values.
What is value? If you are calling him to take education from the school, that means he is accepting authority. Mm-hmm. Let him be educated at home. Why is he calling?
But in the classrooms, they simply...
No. Master, the principal, what is this principal?
To train him in the methods.
Yes, so that means authority. You are teaching him to accept the authority. And you are teaching against authority. Everything contradictory. One side contraceptive, one side illicit sex. And the parents, medic civilian sex are right. As soon as a woman is widow, let her remain as a saintly woman. No more sex. But no, you can marry and you can have sex 100 times daily, but use contraceptive. Is that civilization? To train one woman not to have any more sex. This is also contraceptive. And another way, that you can have sex any time, as many times as you like, take this contraceptive. Which civilization better? You call him to be trained now to accept authority and teach him, don't accept any authority. Is that education? Nonsense.
Doing that.
Yeah, they're doing that.
This is the idea of the secular state, though.
Whatever you name it, you are all set up rascals. That you can change the name in different way. But on the whole, you are all set up rascals. This is the whole world.
This modern theory, Prabhupada, is that if a person wants to, if he can maintain more than one wife nicely, and wants to keep more than one wife, they won't allow. But if he can keep many young girls and spoil every one of them, that is praiseworthy.
And advertise publicly, topless, bottomless, woman available here, come here. The school is open at 10 o'clock at night. It goes on up to 4. I've seen it. This is civilization. Night class. Topless, bottomless, chop.
The women argue, Srila Prabhupada, that they can be given, if they are given a good chance, they can make equal contribution in business and science. So they are demanding equal rights, equal employment.
Why not equal rights? That you stop producing children like the man. The man does not produce children. Why you are obliged?
That is their special qualification.
Similarly, everything is special. You are a different entity. You must have different engagements. That is your perfection.
But we all have, the women and men, they all have the same brain, they say.
That I protested in Chicago. Yeah. No, that's not the fact. The fact is man has 64 hours, the woman has 36 hours. Highest.
They say intelligence is not dependent on the size of the brain.
They say anything because they are asking. Rascal can say anything. Pagole kina bale, chagole ki bana. A madman, what he does not say. And a goat, what he does not eat.
Vedic civilization.
Vedic civilization means don't talk, rascal. Here only. Shruti. This is Vedic civilization. You rascal, don't talk. Simply here. This is Vedic. Shruti. Tadvijnanatam sa guru maiva. Say, go to guru and hear from him. That is Vedic civilization. Don't talk. Rascal. This is Vedic. When Vedic civilization begins, Krishna sir. Kalvan man paritkaita mamayakam sa. This is Vedic. Don't talk, rascal. Just carry out what I say. This is Vedic.
In one BTG article, you described increase in woman population as a natural disaster. So yes. One woman read this article, she became very angry, came back and was very angry.
She's a woman and a man. Actually, this is physiological. If a man is too much addicted to sex life, he will become impotent, and if he begets child, it will be a girl. With no potency to give birth to a male child. That requires potency.
We were going around in London making life members. I noticed that in so many families, all the children are girls.
Yes.
No boys.
The whole world is full of girl children. Why? There is no potency. Potency meaning are important. And if you keep one boy brahmachari, no sex life, get him married, the first child must be a boy. Must be, without any doubt.
That means when woman is more potent,
yes. The Ayurvedic formula is that when there is discharge, the woman's discharge more means girl, and man's discharge more means boy. This is physiological.
Women argue that they are stronger than the men.
Yes. You are stronger than the man, that when there is fight, the man goes, you do not do. You are so strong. Mm. You are simply ravished now in the absence of your husband, that's all.
The women are joining the army in America now.
Like I have seen the police in London. So I told them that if I catch your hand and give you a slap, where is your police? I'm an old man. If I catch your hand and give you a slap, what police action will be there?
Who is that prostitute the gopis refer to? Mm-hmm. In the Krishna book, the gopis say that the great prostitute, I forget the name, Pimba or something, says that they're...
Kubja.
Yeah, she said the prostitute say disappointment is the greatest pleasure.
Oh.
Gives rise to the highest pleasure.
The gopis refer to that one. Who's that prostitute?
Why you are asking me? I did. I have to keep accounts of prostitutes.
What is this nonsense?
There was a big education in Ishchandra Vidyasa. To show compassion to the prostitutes. At night in India, I've seen in our childhood, prostitutes, they stand on the road. And in Paris, I've seen.
Everywhere.
So, So they're standing, no customer. At 2 o'clock, it is very cold. The Vidyasagar will take compassion. All right, you take 2 rupees, go home, sleep. And that is in Vidyasagar's life. Compassionate to the prostitute. By giving her 2 rupees, will she change her profession? But this learned man, he thought like that. That she is standing in the severe cold. All right, let me give her 2 rupees, then go home. Don't take so much. He is Vidyasagar. Vidyasagar means ocean of education. And Haridas Thakur, a prostitute, came for 3 nights and converted her to devotee. That's it. That is real compassion. Not that take 2 rupees and go out. No. Turn her. That is real compassion. Turn everyone to become Krishna conscious. That is the greatest welfare activity in the world. Otherwise, there cannot be any peace, of course. Where is Tamal Krishna? Why cold?
In Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, you are mentioning that prostitute is needed in the society.
Yes, but the rascals. Otherwise, they will pollute the innocent girls. The innocent girls. That is the policy of the Western civilization. They let the convicts enjoy new girls and be energetic to produce machines. This is the European civilization. Because the Kurmis, unless they have sufficient sex intercourse, they cannot work. But this is the policy. Let all the girls remain open. They let them use and produce atomic bomb. So your breath. Just like the marriage, according to the basic civil marriage is allowed to the Kurmis. It is rather than marriage allowed to the sannyasi or brahmachari. The Kurmis require sex. Therefore, why marriage is allowed to the grihastha? Why not to the brahmachari, vanaprastha or sannyasi? Why it is not recommended? Because the Kurmis require that enlightenment. Therefore, they are allowed to marry. So, in the European civilization, it is only Kurmis. There is no question of brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyasi. There is no such idea. Therefore, they want new girls. And that they have kept this artificial law.
Outlawing prostitution.
Yeah. And no prostitution. No prostitution, what do you mean? That means there is prostitution in the society.
Everybody prostitutes.
The basic citizens are like, if they are not satisfied or one woman, don't pollute the innocent girls who are in the home. Go to the prostitution. Still, in big cities, there is a quarter, prostitute quarter. They are professional prostitutes.
What was the Vedic punishment if somebody broke these moral principles? What would be the punishment in a Vedic society if somebody...
Fifth canto, see? The description of the hell.
Hell. I mean, but within the society itself, yeah. There was punishment there also from the king?
Everyone who commits sinful activity will be punished. That is nature's law. Exactly like that. If you infect some disease, you must suffer from that disease. The nature's law is so strict and going on. It doesn't require any supervision. The supervisions are already made so perfect. If you infect this disease, you suffer from it. That's all.
In this society, if somebody would be...
Found. Anywhere. If you break the laws, you suffer. Anywhere.
How about science has developed methods where they can have sense gratification, and just like if they get some disease, they can give them some medicine, and then the disease goes away very easily. So in this way, they're actually giving more facility for more sense gratification.
Would you like to accept it? That disease, therefore, it has been condemned. Christ is God. Perhaps you have read it in the beginning of sixth canto. Prashchitta, Parikulma has condemned. What is the use of this medicine? Or prashchitta? If it is suffering again and again, then what is the use? That he has condemned. Prashchitta vimarsana. Therefore, the rascal should be given knowledge that you are attacked with some disease. Very good, you are injected with some medicine, you are cured. Then a day again you are attacked. So why you are going in this way? Stop it. That is knowledge. That knowledge is also not perfect. Because even a man in knowledge, he knows that if I go to prostitute, I will be attacked with syphilis poison. And last time I had the same trouble. I have to spend so much money, but he still will go. Because he has no knowledge. So, even one has no knowledge, if he takes to Krishna consciousness, then he becomes detested. That is the gift of bhakti. Kichit kevalaya bhaktiya vasudeva parayana jannanti krishna agam nihara vibhavaskar. The whole world is dark, misty. So you can invent so many means. Just like they have got, what is called, crackers in the mist. Sometimes that is blown so that warn people that don't come here, there is danger.
Flares. Flares.
Yes. So you can invent so many means of curing the danger. But as soon as the sun is there, immediately all mist is over. Similarly, we have invented so many medicines and counteractions for so many things. But if one becomes a devotee, all these troubles immediately. That is the only one medicine. He has no more an inclination. Samin kitatu sins, barangla, no more. And that is one. One should be fully satisfied. No more, I want this material to be. That's all. Enough. That mentality is bad. I don't want anything material to be. And that means that I shall live with the minimum necessities of life and simply devote. That is all. Myself, become a sannyasi and enjoy all material facilities. That is not sir.
The government
that if there is no need, don't take him to class.
Maybe later.
But because you have to preach, you have to go to the school, you have to some common. Otherwise, this is also not necessary for some reason. Not necessary. Lie down on the floor, like this, Sukhya Gosar said, and take water with your arm. No dress, Sukhya Gosar is not dressing. Make it. That is the perfection of sannyasa.
This boy, he wanted to
stay. He's offering a land. Did you talk to him?
I sent him. Saradhania talked to him.
This man right here?
Yeah, this boy?
Yes. Yeah, we gave him one room last night. He's staying. That's a shot.
That's it. After that, Anna, we have been Thago, Thako, 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 Thako.
The Gurukul teachers had one question to the Prabhupada.
Huh?
One time, you had instructed that all the children should attend the main class. They say that some of the very small children have trouble to keep their attention. But they found that if they attend a separate...
It is common sense. Also attend when a child in the lap of his mother, he should also...
Do they find those 7-8-year-old, they attend better small private reading?
Yes, that's right. But one thing is that if they can attend, even by hearing the basic mantras, they will benefit. Even therefore I give stress on chanting the mantra. So that if one cannot chant, one cannot understand, simply by hearing, he will benefit.
It was supposed to be
Where is the paint?
It's ready to see.
Ameshwar said it's ready to see.
Ah, then let us see.
Chaturani was saying he paints dark. He usually his style is to paint with dark colors.
No, no. It should be bright. You got it.
Effulgent. Also, he was worried that when the sun hits it, after some time it will just fade away.
Then we should use such color, which may not fade out. The picture is all right. Picture is all right. Simply, it has to be made more bright. It is India, it is not London. Always foggy.